Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Exposed Earnings, where we dive deep into the financial world, making sense of those numbers that can sometimes feel like a tangled web of confusion. I'm your host, Jackie.
And I'm Kira. Today, we're unpacking the first quarter 2024 earnings call from Home Depot. It's been an interesting quarter for them, with a lot of moving parts. So let's get right into it.
Absolutely, Kira. Now, Home Depot reported sales of $36.4 billion this quarter, which is actually down 2.3% from last year. It seems like a bit of a rough start to the year, doesn't it?
It does, Jackie. They also mentioned that comparable sales declined by 2.8%, and in the U.S., the decline was even steeper at 3.2%. The CEO, Ted Decker, attributed this to a delayed start to spring and ongoing softness in larger discretionary projects.
Right. And speaking of spring, it's like waiting for a superhero to save the day, but he's stuck in traffic. Ted mentioned that where the weather was favorable, they saw good customer engagement and strength in outdoor projects. So there's still hope for a turnaround as the weather improves.
Definitely. And let's not forget about their strategic moves. Home Depot is really focusing on growing their pro wallet share with a differentiated set of capabilities and even expanding their pro ecosystem in new markets.
Oh, and the acquisition of SRS Distribution is quite the plot twist. It's like adding a new character to the storyline, expanding their reach in the specialty trade contractor space.
Exactly, Jackie. SRS Distribution operates in a $50 billion market, serving sectors like roofing and landscape professionals. This acquisition should complement Home Depot's existing capabilities and help them serve a broader range of professional customers.
Now, moving on to the techie side of things, Home Depot is not just about hammers and nails. They're leveraging technology like computer vision to improve stock availability and even help mitigate theft, which is a growing concern in retail.
That's right. And they're also enhancing the online shopping experience. Nearly half of their online orders were fulfilled through their stores, and they've rolled out an intent-based search engine to make online shopping more intuitive.
It's like they're building a bridge between brick and mortar and digital, making sure no customer is left behind on either side.
Absolutely. And before we take a short break, let's touch on their financial health. Despite the sales dip, they've managed a gross margin increase and continue to return value to shareholders through dividends and share repurchases.
Thanks for that financial health check, Kira. Now, we are taking a short break to hear about Zeed. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back to dive deeper into Home Depot's toolbox of strategies and what the future might hold for them.
You know what's crazy? There's finally an app that makes learning about and participating in the markets immersive, simple, and intelligent all at once. It's called Zeed. This platform combines snackable video lessons, embedded AI insights, and automated portfolio tracking capabilities. Trust me, you do not want to miss out.
Welcome back. Let's jump right back into the thick of things. Home Depot's first quarter had its ups and downs, but there's a lot more to discuss, especially about their strategic initiatives. Kira, they've been quite busy, haven't they?
They certainly have, Jackie. One of the key points from the earnings call was their focus on the pro customer segment. Home Depot is not just expanding physically, but also deepening their engagement with professional customers through their pro ecosystem.
That's like giving superheroes their very own high-tech gadgets, isn't it? By enhancing their service offerings and capabilities, they're really trying to lock in that loyalty from the professional builders and contractors.
Exactly. And speaking of enhancements, they've made significant strides in their digital assets. The intent-based search engine they've rolled out is designed to make product searches more relevant and user-friendly, which is crucial for both DIYers and professional customers.
It's like they're mind readers, Kira. Now, shifting gears a bit, let's talk about their financial strategies. Despite the challenges, Home Depot has maintained a strong focus on returning value to shareholders.
Indeed, Jackie. They've continued their share repurchase program and paid out dividends, which is a strong signal of confidence in their financial stability and future growth prospects.
And let's not overlook the impact of weather on their sales. It's like their business is somewhat at the mercy of Mother Nature. With a better weather forecast, they could see a significant rebound in sales, especially in categories like gardening and outdoor projects.
That's a great point, Jackie. Weather plays a crucial role, especially in retail sectors like home improvement. Now, before we wrap up, let's discuss the broader implications of their strategies. What do you think the future holds for Home Depot?
Well, Kyra, with your strategic acquisitions like SRS distribution, enhanced digital capabilities, and a strong focus on professional customers, I'd say the future looks bright. They're building a robust foundation that can withstand economic fluctuations and capitalize on market opportunities.
Absolutely, Jackie. It will be interesting to see how their investments pan out in the coming quarters. For now, they seem to be on a solid path, blending traditional retail with modern technology and strategic growth initiatives.
Thanks, Kira, for those insights. And thank you, listeners, for tuning into today's episode of Exposed Earnings. We hope you found our deep dive into Home Depot's earnings enlightening and engaging.
Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more earnings insights and financial tales. Until next time, keep your investments smart and your portfolio strong.
This podcast is generated completely using AI and does not constitute financial advice. As with all investing, your capital will be at risk. For more information, visit zed.ai.